This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
That grinds my gears, too. I don't even get a fucking credit on this show.
What really grinds my gears is when someone fucking fucks up my intro. Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back today.
And ready to bitch.
It's bitch fest. We're bitching today.
We're salty today.
I'm sorry. It's a lot like the store, how it took that long for that to happen. That's how long it's going to take for you to get into the intro music.
So what spawned all this? Was Armand, so we're doing a show, obviously, today, if you couldn't tell, what grinds our gears, obviously, a blatant ripoff of the Family Guy, Peter Griffin thing on the news, but
yeah, well,
Armand
we like to bitch, too. It's not only his fucking domain, so we're doing it.
Right. Armand was talking to me about Wall Street. He was fucking pissed, bitching about it, and I just got to think,
I just thought that'd be a good show. I mean...
And then Everett comes up with, well, what grinds all of our gears?
And what pisses us off, you know?
You haven't done a show like this before?
No.
I think, in all these years.
Topic,
it is kind of off topic, but...
It's a kind of culty,
and we and I bitch about everything. So
yeah, no.
But
kidding.
I wanted to get to the you know the really stuff that really pisses me off.
I like to hear what everybody out there is listening.
Huge fucking list.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna get some shit in the chat today.
All right.
Oh yeah, they're gonna be pissed.
You know what really grinds their gears? When assholes like us do off-topic shows.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, right. Because you guys are too lazy to actually do some research.
Oh, that's why you're not on the fucking theme.
Yeah, that's why you don't get fucking credit, Armand. Jesus Christ, with the lazy teeth.
It's because we don't like you. That's not it at all. We love you.
Fucking podcasting here.
Grinds my gears is people who aren't Team Armand. And or Team Tonga.
Somebody's a team. Hey, you guys.
So I'm going to save that first one on my list for a little bit later. We'll start off a little slow before I just fucking go full on.
Who are the smiley face killers?
Dude, it was almost the show I wanted to do this week.
Oh, okay.
So it's a theory it's off topic of our topic, but it's on topic. It's a theory that some investigators had about a series of murders that performed by multiple people. They were always accompanied by a painted or a drawn smiley face on it. That's the only thing to connect them all over the world, basically. Something like 40
all
murders.
The world?
Yeah, I believe it. Maybe it's all over the country.
Wow, well, whatever.
God, my throat hurts. But yeah, that's pretty nuts. Anyway, let me start off with what grinds my gears is the fucking doctor's office these days.
Uh-oh.
No offense, Armand.
Fuck a doctor's office.
But why does it take 6 weeks to get an appointment for anything? My fucking elbow hurts. I call, we got maybe something in February.
Well, who did you call? It was like just regular...
My general doctor. Yeah, yeah.
Practitioner.
Man, that guy's got a good practice.
They just built a huge new building, too. But my point is, why does it take so fucking long, man? I want to go see my doctor. You know, I'm not talking about Little House on the Prairie treatment where they come out to see me. I'll go to you.
Right, you don't got to fucking ride a horse for 10 miles in the heat to come see me.
Right, why are you going to overbook? Why you accepted so many patients where it takes 6 weeks? I mean, greedy fucker.
Well, what do you think is going to happen with socialized medicine? Get used to it if Elizabeth Warren wins.
I mean, that's neither here nor there. That's
it's
the future problem.
No, it's right here.
It's Canada, I hear there's long wait times, too, for shit like that. It's terrible.
You're kidding.
You know what sucks, too?
Never been to
Canada. Exactly, long wait time once you get there.
Yeah, but you could probably go to somebody else and get an appointment.
Probably.
Okay. Probably.
But my point is, I want to see my doctor. That's the problem I have here.
Well, he's booked. What are you going to do? What if you want to go see a movie and it's booked up? You go to a different theater.
Yeah, but a doctor's a little bit of a different service. I don't know. Why overbook your pound of patients?
What's the matter with your elbow? Why don't you come to me? Like, I don't know what an elbow is?
I have nothing wrong with my elbow. It was an example.
Mine's numb from here to here.
Well, why did you want to see your doctor? Okay.
For instance, if I have my strep fucking throat or whatever.
I could have taken care of that.
You could have, but I want to go see my doctor, not my fucking friend doctor.
Oh, you want to see me or you want to wait 6 weeks? Smartass. I'm right next door.
But this is just what grinds my gears, man.
It shouldn't. You've got a doctor right with you.
Fair enough. But
what do you think prescribes everybody around here?
Son of a bitch. What if I don't know you? What if I'm somebody else who goes to that same doctor?
No, rhetorical. You do know me. I'm right here.
Fucked up.
I've never met you.
I could treat you in 2 seconds.
I have no clue.
Treat him right now.
That goes for anybody else out there. You need some help? Send me a text. I'll treat you.
And to be fair, I could create a prescription pen in Photoshop too, pal.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nobody
I went
knows.
To all the trouble to get a fake. You know, a buddy of mine got a fake degree.
Really?
Did you know you can send these off?
Really?
That grinds my gears.
I think it's from Arizona State. I mean, it looks real.
Phoenix University? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
That's like an online one, right?
Oh, no, that's...
No, it's it looks like... I mean, you can ask for and receive a fake diploma of any, you know, whatever. I don't remember what his, quote, major was from any university. Because he saw in 60 Minutes or something, some guy, there's a phony. And the guy was like a fake whatever, doctor or some judge, God only knows
what. Imagine
that. And he said, yeah, you can... And so he went online. Here's your degree. You can probably do... Well, you're the computer guy.
Give me a fake degree, degree in physics, right?
I can fake anything.
I said, how much it cost you? Is it like $115? I mean, it looks real.
I could make you one for free. Pass anything.
Okay.
But I'm not doing that.
Well, all right. Well, I'll treat your elbow.
We got a you make me
my elbow is totally fine.
Make me a diploma. Says I'm a board certified plastic surgeon.
However, mine's numb from here to here, Armand.
Who cares?
I'm trying to tell you that.
All right. Also, don't lean on it.
Why is the wait always so long at the doctor's office once you get there? You sit in the waiting room forever.
I agree. I never made people wait. I was good about not. And if I did, it's like over 20 minutes. I apologize. You know,
but if it was just 10, you didn't say sorry.
10 minutes isn't bad.
Once they bring you to your little exam room, and then it's another 20 plus minutes.
I didn't do that.
It fucking pisses me off.
I didn't let people sit there.
Wait right here
in your little paper.
I end up having to go to a fucking urgent care clinic like Walgreens or whatever.
Well, that's
why
they're...
nurse practitioner. You know, I want to see my fucking doctor. I don't want to see a nurse practitioner. I don't want to see a fucking almost doctor.
Well, see, that's the problem. You got a sore throat. That's probably where you should go to an urgent care. Who the hell can't treat it, you know?
Oh, they've streamlined medicine so much now that doctors are not even necessary, is what you're saying.
It's all automated.
Victor, Victor, email me. No problem. I'll take care of you.
Armand@ifuckingbeatyourass.com.
He's pretty tough. I was doing that video medicine for a couple of years, remember?
Yeah, I do. Actually,
what?
He was doing Skype.
Skype medicine, yeah. Remember when I used to put my scrubs on? Oh, that was before you were
Holy
here.
Holy shit, no, I do remember you in scrubs.
I'm treating people today. I was in
what
uniform.
The fuck? That's when I first started doing the podcast. I remember... No shit, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
wow.
You remember Armand would have his wrestling mat out.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah. No, he still has the wrestling mat from time to time. But the scrubs, I do remember
that room
though.
Back there.
That's right. That's great because it made you look professional on this camera.
Well,
right
as professional as I can look.
At this rate, this show's going to take about 7 hours to get through.
Yeah, let's go. All right.
So
I don't buy that.
What grinds your gears, Armand? What really pisses you off?
Wait. Hang on. You just missed the most important thing about the doctor's office.
Oh yeah, good point. I missed it.
What more? What?
Being tired of being treated like a drug seeker. Give me the good shit. No, I'm not. Yeah,
well,
but
if you
like,
come in reeking a pot, which I'm sure you do.
Oh, that's
gonna,
for sure.
People are going to have, you know.
Maybe.
They're going to jump to certain
that's what
conclusions.
It is.
Reeking, though, that's just a strong term.
We reek weed. What do you think that's what
having,
it is?
Having a subtle scent of marijuana.
I have a smoking jacket.
Would
I take it off.
Would someone smell
an ascot?
Like, would someone smell like pot? It would deter you from giving them any medicine?
I've let my doctor know before
treatment.
I've let a doctor know before that I smoke marijuana. I'm honest with him. I don't care.
That's true.
It's just fucking weed.
Well, drug addicts have problems too, though.
I'm not asking for fucking straight morphine.
But I'd be less. I'd be less inclined to give you, pain medication.
I'd like something a little bit more than ibuprofen 800.
What if I?
Because this indicates he's got
because of pain.
What if he? All right, let me give you. What if he came in smelling.
Whose side are you
of booze? I would kind of.
I don't know.
That would
taint, I don't really drink at all.
That would taint my opinion of his of his accuracy as a
what about
historian.
States where marijuana is legal and people use it medicinally
there's no
for
medicinal
anxiety?
Purpose for booze though.
Just because your doctor didn't prescribe it to
you, I would treat you the same. But if you start asking for Vicodin right away, I mean, then I wouldn't give it to you.
Why?
I don't ever ask.
I never give pain
here's
medication
my point.
On the first visit
if
anyway.
You knew he needed it though.
Not a good idea. It led to a lot
but
of problems.
But don't give
me
fucking ibuprofen 800s. Waste my fucking time. I can go. You know what? I just save me a fucking trip.
Save me the $6 in the gas to get to the pharmacy. I'll just take a.
That's a big red
rabble, rabble, rabble.
Because most people don't want pain medication. They don't want it.
You're one of them, Armand.
Well, I do. If I'm in pain,
there's not much on your foot that I can't take care of with a cortisone injection and get the pain gone like that. So it's not for the pain. You know, if you come in and say, my heel is killing me, don't worry. I'll make the pain go away.
I'll
give you a shot. Sign.
What do you think about New Balances?
Hey, wait a minute. No, not right now.
New Balances are back because they have widths.
They have what?
They have widths. Different widths.
A widths.
W-I-D-T-H.
Utes.
Yeah, these
what
two
is
utes.
Ute?
That's what he just did to us.
Utes.
What do you got on your list, Eric? We're grinding.
What's grinding? You're grinding my gears right now, kind of.
You've had double grinding mine.
You and your bitching.
Mine are
what you bitching?
Online coupons grind my fucking gears. Are they real? Is it a scam?
Sure.
Does anybody fucking know anything about
it? Tell you what's not real.
Is it an extension?
No, Valvoline oil change works.
What the fuck?
Saved me a lot of money.
Like, yeah, they actually send me those in my email, though.
$20.
Yeah, the ones you get in email are okay, but the ones that, that's like from the company, When you go online on Google and type fucking Valvoline coupons, you're going to get 100 different
That's
sites.
Not even a thing, though, dude. You know what I mean? Like, that shit doesn't... None of those coupons fuck up. I've never saved
any
money. Hey,
listen, speaking of coupons, I'm gonna give an unsolicited, unpaid-for plug to Giordano's in Chicago.
Giordano's,
cause
a pizza place.
Yeah, because I've saved more money there on coupons that have been expired. They don't give a shit. They always take them.
Nice.
And they're really good
I made
about
up
that.
A
and
coupon.
It's best pizza in the
world. Expiration is just a number.
Nobody gives a shit.
Did I tell you about that? I went through the Hardee's drive thru with my buddy, and I was like, watch this. And I was like, I got to buy one, get one coupon.
This is straight theft, in my opinion. But
I like that the best. It's better than concealed theft. All
right. So they have this like $8 fucking burger there or whatever, yeah. Right? It's fucking monstrous. And I was like, I got to buy one, get one, coupon for that. And the guy's like, that doesn't exist, sir. And I was like,
wow.
Well, can it? And he's like a 5-second pause. And he's like, yeah.
Okay.
$8.50. Pull up.
And he gave you two?
Gave me two of them.
Well, what
for
did you
one.
Give him? What coupon?
I gave him $8.50. I didn't give him any fucking coupon. I didn't give him shit. He didn't. That coupon doesn't exist.
That grinds my fucking
gears.
Well,
now that's just stupid.
That's the guy who worked for that restaurant.
I thought you
stole.
Took the burger and zipped off or something.
No,
that's not theft. That's,
God, no.
What an idiot.
Social engineering, man.
You're grinding my gears here.
Okay. I can't use my British accent at that Hardee's anymore, though, because they don't like it. They get pissed.
Oh, is that what
it.
You use, though? Did that help?
That grinds my gears, too. People are assholes to fucking wait staff.
I'm not,
that includes
not
fast food
staff.
People.
I'm not an asshole to them. I try to make their day better. The majority of them laugh.
Okay, well, it's a light one. It's a light one. I'll give you that.
My minimum wage grinds my gears.
Why
minimum
is that?
Wage, why? You make that?
Because it's terrible. It's the worst thing for the economy and worst thing for people.
Go on. Should be lower, you're thinking?
No, it should be eliminated. There should be no
there
minimum
should be
wage.
No minimum,
no minimum wage.
Wage.
It's just what the position can
I
pay.
I should be able
absolutely.
To pay you a
and
dollar.
If you're going to take the job, take the job.
Take the job.
I don't disagree with that.
Of course.
I'm fine with you.
It grinds my gears when you agree with me.
Hey.
I like it when
thanks.
You...
At least you're consistent. I like that.
Yeah.
That grinds my...
Makes me think I'm wrong.
That doesn't grind my gears.
That's why food is more expensive, bro. That's where you're wrong, El Chapo. Food's more expensive because the companies that produce it are fucking greedy. Why do you think
oh,
we have people
see, now that grinds
listen,
my
hold
dude.
Up,
come
hold up. We
that's
have people
ridiculous.
In this
think
world,
if you own that
in
company.
This country.
Hold on, if you own that Hardee's, would you want that to happen?
Hold up. We have people in this world and in this country. I'm not talking about Hardee's. I'm talking about the motherfuckers that are the butchers of the cows, the people that grow the fucking wheat for the bread.
This coming from business. This coming from the guy with the imaginary coupon.
Yeah, no, that's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, what a hypocrite.
No
hey,
shit.
Hey, bud.
You get your food half price, apparently. You're bitching.
Hey, man.
I always said,
do as I say, not do as I do.
Right. Definition
more
of a hypocrite.
Because they're greedy. And the reason is because like we throw away so much food every day. Why didn't they just give that to the fucking...
Well,
they just
some
throw
of them
that
do. In my bag, bro.
So they're
yeah,
starting
I'll,
to do
I'll
that
sell
more.
Sell it.
Well, they're starting to do that more. Well, now I got... This is interesting. We got the Clintons and we got the Bushes. Which one pisses you guys off more?
None of them. I don't give two shits.
I know you don't. You're totally apolitical, which is somewhat admirable. What about you, socialist?
Clintons
what
or
was
Bushes?
The question?
Who do you like more?
Clintons or the Bushes? Which one pisses you off more?
Well, see, he hates the Clintons.
Yeah, but he hates the Bushes too, doesn't he?
Not as much as the Clintons, though.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't.
It would be the Bushes.
You know what? And
okay.
It's
George Bush
Hillary.
Is more like a puppy.
It's primarily
now.
Hillary.
Well, it's
I don't
always
really,
Hillary. Yeah.
Bill Clinton. No, is it George Bush? Well, George Bush gave me $600, dude. I don't know about anybody of these other fucking presidents, but George Bush.
He did
9/11. He gave me $600.
Was it only six? I thought it was more than that. I got a check too.
I was young. My economic stimulus was only $600.
$600.
Yeah, I think you got $1,000.
I got.
Or 25 or something.
I don't
remember.
That
but it
much,
was,
but I got yeah. something, yeah.
So George Bush gave me $600, man.
You guys like to watch videos online?
Where else do you watch videos? Offline?
Fair enough.
What videos?
Any videos. You know what pisses me off is when the volume levels on those shits are so wildly off.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
I don't care.
Now YouTube's bad for that.
Right. It really grinds
me. It grinds me more when the advertisement's that loud.
Oh, my God.
You can't even hear the fuck. You can't even.
The ads are fucking
that
a little bit
me
loud.
Crazy.
You're right. That does get out of control.
Yeah.
With that.
Okay. All right. Well, we all agree on that one.
Yeah.
Anybody in the listening audience have
oh, they
something
got
good?
All kind oh. of shit here.
They said that was guilt money.
What's that?
The $600. The economic stimulus program was guilt money.
I don't think that was a stimulus, though, per se.
That's
that
what
was
it
like
was called, economic
Bush
stimulus.
Bush called it an economic stimulus?
I'm almost 100% positive that's what it was called, economic stimulus.
Well, whatever it was ridiculous.
I don't even remember what year
stupid.
It was. It might have been 2000 or 2001, 2002.
Yeah, it was pretty long. I was in New Orleans, so it was like maybe 2007.
Ross says the constant ads on YouTube are fucking annoying. Troy says vaccines really piss me off.
Vaccines?
Jessica says porn is the worst. I got a feeling she's wrong about that.
Wow,
one.
Jessica hates porn?
And I think she's being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
I hope so.
You got to put that. I'm too stupid to pick up on that.
Cynical says he loves making porn. Weird. IP says there are ads on YouTube. Yeah, if you don't watch on a browser with a ad block extension, like say you watch on a YouTube app on your TV or something.
Court system is fucked. Okay, well, this is a guy coming.
Come on, court system.
Elucidate.
Come on.
Tell everybody what you hate.
Talking about me?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at your sheet.
Whose sheet?
Eric, court system is fucked.
It's fucked.
Okay, please. Amplify.
Would you like me to elaborate?
Yes.
All right. I think I will then. I said, so it's designed that men can't, they have zero rights to their kid. So, and the only way that you do have rights to your kid is if you're married to the person, your partner before, you know what I mean? Like if you're married, then you can get rights to your kid. If you're not, like if you're just a boyfriend, girlfriend, been together 5-10 years and then, you know, whatever happens and you guys split ways and you try to get custody of your kid, you get nothing, literally nothing until court. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. Nothing.
Bummer.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Well, you don't even get to see your child.
I think you made your point.
So, it goes further than that. There's tons more.
Don't expose yourself, dude. As your lawyer, I'm going to tell you, don't expose yourself.
Yes,
and I don't mean
to. No, but so as a man,
that's right. These are being publicly made comments right now. Remind you,
read them as Miranda rights.
As a man, to see your kid,
anything
you
say can will be used against you in a court.
Pay for a lawyer. Mm-hmm. You know the mediation shit, the child classes, which you know. It's just tons of shit you got to pay for. Like, why do I have to spend all this fucking money whenever? This is stupid. You know what I mean? And I don't feel like
what do you spend all this money on?
So, child classes. What did I say just a second ago? I had a long lunch break today. Lawyer fees, court costs.
What do you think it should be then?
What?
What do you think he thinks it should be more equitable. If the, you know, it sounds 50, like the 50. Woman's got more of a big advantage.
A socialized exactly law system? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that, like, you know.
You get public defenders already if you can't afford one.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying it's already socialized.
You don't get a public defender in a criminal civil
court,
case?
My point, in criminal court you do. What do you want, like, free lawyers everywhere? What's the lawyer supposed to do for money? Why would I become a lawyer if they're just going to give me away? That grinds my gears. Everybody wants something free, but don't expect somebody's got to pay for it, or somebody's doing something for free.
So what are you talking about?
You're pitying the lawyers now?
No, I'm pitying people, or I'm pissed off about people who want stuff for free.
I'm with you there, everybody.
I'm
everybody that votes Democrat.
Further on what you're saying. Okay. Basically, you're wanting stuff for cheaper than it is.
So I'll expand on that a little bit and say the private prison industry, you know, for-profit private prison industry, that shit's bullshit. So, like, how can...
Well,
how
that's
can
led to the drug war, I would say.
Yeah,
we're
well,
all
I mean,
against that. That probably grinds all our gears. In fact,
entire,
strips them.
Well, I mean, just so, like, think about that. So, a fucking company can start a prison, and they want to put it in your state. You want them to come to your state, right? But they say make you sign a contract that you have to keep that prison 75-80% full all year round. If not, then there's financial repercussions for you. Like, the state has to pay the people, the prison money if they can't keep it full. So, the implications of that leading to, like, than passing bullshit fucking laws just to get more people in jail or really targeting urban and inner city environments to just fill the fucking jails up nonstop so that, you know what I mean? Like,
but wouldn't you say that that's most of that's and mostly is going to be drug related?
Yeah.
Those are the easiest, obviously, to enforce.
Yeah.
To catch people with.
That's been, you know how many fucking people have went to jail or spent tons of money because of pot that's now being legalized all over America?
If you're grinding my gears, the drug war is a big gear grinder.
We didn't win that one. America's undefeated. We've won everywhere we've ever fought.
No, Bull we're 10-1, shit. Remember, Bill Murray?
Oh, 10-1.
Yeah, Vietnam. We're 10-1, yeah.
It was respectfully, we backed you. We just backed out. Like, we didn't, we're done here. Fuck you guys.
That was a good line, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What else we got here? My list is ginormous.
So, Armand
Johnson.
I got him going.
What about the term okay boomer? That's really grinding my gears lately. What? I'm not a boomer.
Oh.
You know about this term?
I'm a boomer.
Right.
Well, just barely.
Millennials these days, younger millennials, are fucking using the term okay boomer as a dismissive way to fucking, say fuck off to boomers.
Calling you too?
No. I'm not a boomer at all. I've never gotten it. But my point is I find
it's not an insult to me. I'm proud to be a boomer.
That's fine and all. But what I'm saying is they're doing it specifically.
It's a dismissive.
It's dismissive.
It's disparaging.
Right. It's like, why are you doing that?
You got punch a problem. The son of a bitch out.
That's the way I feel, but I'm out of control, right?
Yeah, you're both out of control on that one.
No.
There's no point for anybody to be disrespectful or violent.
I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just going to punch
you
in the face.
But the okay boomers.
With ultimate respect.
Well, what those people don't get about the boomer generation here is that we value respect.
You're not a boomer.
No, but if someone said that to me,
he says he's
same as you. I'm actually a millennial.
Yeah.
Technically. I mean,
true.
Yeah.
Well, they have a name for you guys?
I call you Latex.
I'm assuming they use boomer as a pejorative term.
Yes, very.
Okay, so if they call you millie or whatever, that's not going to piss you off? It's not going to piss me off. I wouldn't think it's...
I hate labels, man. I hate labels, but...
Well, there you go. Gear grinder.
Yeah,
labels.
That's true. Labels piss me off.
Go ahead.
Litterers piss me off.
Yeah, this is funny.
You know, he doesn't get mad about people littering, but I think it's shitty. Why would you litter? Like seeing somebody throw...
Yeah, I don't like littering.
Seeing somebody throw garbage out their window in their car? Fuck that. You're a dickhead for doing that.
I don't even have to see it. I see it like on the road.
And
like,
I see you do it. Throw and then a the bag next day, of trash.
It's like you feel guilty because I can't even throw my trash out now because everybody else has been throwing their trash out. And
they take all your space, huh?
Right.
Seriously, it doesn't piss you off. Like when somebody threw it right out in front of your house.
Anywhere. I don't like to see it on the...
you know what I mean?
I mean, I cleaned it up.
Yeah, you'd be pissed about it, wouldn't you? Somebody threw their fucking trash right out there.
But it's just, it's a nameless, it's a face. Yeah, see, it's a name, no
until
face.
Until it's you, just, it's nothing.
Yeah, no, but even act, when it is
doesn't
me.
Doesn't the act itself piss you off? I mean.
No. Not at all.
Okay, I would have thought you'd be more blasé about it than him.
No, man, it's a really dick move to litter like that. You know, make somebody else, it's making somebody else clean up after you.
Max says people should be
killed
for civil
rights until you tread on other people.
Well, if you want to grind gears about the environment, you know, this stupid straw thing, like the straws or the, you know, plastic straws are going to destroy
I'm not having no fucking
plastic. A bunch of horse shit.
No fucking spaghetti straws. Dude,
look,
stupidest thing in the world.
You guys drank out of one of those fucking stupid new straws.
Yeah,
supposed to be.
Fuck that.
No, I never do. I never use a straw
bullshit.
Anyway.
Bullshit. They're bullshit. And fuck you if you're a restaurant or a bar and you serve people those stupid straws.
Like forcefully.
What if you have to?
Forcefully.
What do you mean, what if you have to?
Yeah, like they're banned. Plastic straws are banned in California.
Yeah, there's
what are you going to use? You didn't know that?
I'll fucking make my own.
They do. It's called spaghetti.
Put your lips on the glass like a man.
There you go.
Yeah.
No. I'll pass that.
That's a little bit of that toxic masculinity for
that's
you.
That's right. That pisses me off, too.
That term toxic. Okay, just being a man's toxic.
Yeah, everything. Anything being masculine. We did our show on that, the pussification of the United States.
You know, you can be masculine as well as gallant. You know what I mean?
Gallant.
Whatever. Fucking chivalrous. Gallant. How about that?
Yes.
You can do that and not be fucking toxic, pretty much, and that's what real men want.
I mean,
be, right?
Like, okay, like you see somebody abusing a woman, and you go kick his ass. That would probably be toxic masculinity, but I consider it to be
who would consider that toxic
noble.
Masculinity?
I don't know anybody that beats somebody up. That's toxic masculinity. Anyone
so,
that
so
vents
minute,
his testosterone.
On. There's no outlet. There's no reason at all ever to be violent with someone, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not
it's
saying
always
that at all.
I think it's always classified as toxic masculinity.
Aggressive violence is a bad thing.
Well, remember that stupid Gillette commercial where the two kids are wrestling and the you can't have that. They're just wrestling.
Well, you're a wrestler. You know what anybody...
Yeah, but that's not toxic masculinity. That's stuff that everybody did as a kid.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's true. Me and Eric used to fight fucking... Brutal fights when we were kids.
I haven't bought a Gillette product since that stupid thing came out.
Honestly, would have us fight like it was some sort of thing to watch.
Yeah, well, they didn't have any dogs around, so it's the next best thing. Or cocks.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, you can't even have a cock fight these days.
Why not?
Cockfights are bad.
Well, you want to cross streams?
I'm just kidding. I'm not for cock fighting.
Oh,
or dog fighting.
That kind of cock fighting.
Yeah.
What
not
about
that? That's sword fighting, I believe. And isn't that the LGBTQ term?
What?
Sword fighting? Whenever they touch dicks? I don't know, man. I don't know what that's got to do with
it. I like his little gesture.
Playing tummy sticks, man. What are you talking about?
Arvon. Oh,
I didn't need to see that. I could imagine. What.
I don't understand.
He's over there cockfighting himself.
No, I know, but I don't get how that's like...
I killed him.
Never mind.
Yeah, that was...
Hey, Eric.
Please don't do that. Stop it.
It's too bad. He sees two dicks on my hand, I swear to God. He's embarrassed.
We didn't have to do that.
Holy shit. Oh, we've gone way off the rails today.
You're grinding my gears again.
What about public restroom or restroom seat and floor pissers?
Say that again. What?
People who piss on the seat in the restroom.
Oh, yeah. That shit's fucking bullshit.
You don't shit in a restroom, in a public restroom.
I shit anywhere I have to.
No,
I was just telling you.
I hate having to scrub the fucking thing clean.
Tonga tells you, I won't even shit in her house. I go to the gym and shit.
Why?
Ooh, weird.
Why would you rather shit at
so
the gym?
Too.
That grinds my gears.
Why would you rather shit
at
the gym?
I don't like to stink up somebody else's house. In my own house, I will.
And that's not bad, isn't it?
She's got a real small bathroom.
Is there a window?
No. Well, I wouldn't try to. I'd probably break it. You know, I'd rather just go to the gym. It's right down the street.
And take a shit, though? What if it's 9 o'clock at night?
You don't shit here?
I'll go to the gym. It's close
enough.
Are
you fucking kidding me?
I would go to the gym.
You're saying you don't shit in this building?
Oh, here I do.
Oh, yeah, shit here.
Because nobody knows. You know, they don't know who's
so
in that
many
stall.
People.
But I shit quickly.
Well, we got, luckily, two of our own private ones.
I don't shit in that one. I go in the hall.
The hall? Why not? What about the one we have in the lobby?
Somebody stunk that place up this morning.
The lobby one? The lobby
one? The one right by your desk.
No, no, the one out
in the
lobby.
Yeah, I go to that one.
Okay, where you have to put your code bar in? You know we have another bathroom that's private that's ours out there.
No.
Yeah, like when you come in the front door.
Go out the bar door and right to the left, there's another door. Use your fucking key card I gave you or whatever on the lock.
The one on my lock?
They'll get you into the building.
No shit. I didn't know that.
Plenty of shits go down there, man. Plenty of them. They get dominated.
Well, that's a good place to shit.
Anyway.
All right. Well, my gear has been unground.
No more males, Armand. With my neck issues. I don't even know what you're talking about there.
No more neck issues, he says, though.
Okay, I'll take care of you. No problem.
So you can hit him
come
up.
Come around. He'll give you a fucking neck working. He's not a chiropractor per se.
Armand neck massaged me twice last week.
If you
can
work one muscle, you can work any of them. Ain't that right, Armand?
Just don't show me any more sword fighting.
Oh, God.
How about whenever you have to ask multiple times for somebody to pay you back? You know what? You make me the asshole fucking have to, hey, man, you got my money?
I'm not good about asking people in the first place. I got so many people that owe me money.
I know. I hate it, too.
I don't even ask them.
I expect you to pay me back, and then whenever I have to ask you, I feel like a dickhead. That grinds my gears when I have to ask you to pay me what you owe.
Well, let me ask you this.
He said, why you turn me into the asshole? You know, he's talking about like when someone owes him money and he has to ask them to pay
him
back.
But if it's like $10, don't you just blow it off?
And I was like, you're not
the asshole. I got people owe me thousands.
That person's the asshole. What?
I got people who literally owe me thousands of dollars.
You want us to collect for you, pal?
I was just getting ready to say, what's the collection fee?
It's going to be years. I mean, you know.
So what's we talking percentages here? 50-50?
Yeah, I mean, what do you want looking
60-40?
What are you looking to get back? 500?
They're buddies of mine. And
so if we bring you 40%, you can call them square and we still get.
I don't even know where these people are. Tell you the truth.
That's not your problem.
All right, funds recovered then.
Yep.
We'll talk offline.
Yes. All right.
People who take my picture without telling me. You know what I mean?
Does that happen often?
It happens enough. I don't like it. It's something people do these days called Snapchat. Oh. I've ended up in too many snaps. I don't want to be in a snap.
I don't know anything about it. Hey.
Oh, it grinds your gears too.
See what I mean?
Right. That never happened right. before. Okay. I never experienced that.
Hey, you don't like it, do you?
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
But now we're getting down to it.
Yeah,
hey.
Go ahead, take it. Shit.
Hey, but your first gut reaction was, hey, whoa, what the fuck, man? Right?
What about those vague social media posts?
Vague social media posts?
Where people are like, you know what really grinds my gears is people who don't do this or that, you know, or somebody who does this or that, specifically talking about a situation where they want you to engage them for the intention. You know what I mean?
So they're just chivying you?
Yeah, it's fucking a prompt. You know what I mean? Ask me who I'm pissed off about.
Oh.
And then they're like, DM me or PM me or something like that.
Well, Facebook is even worse for, you know.
Cowards.
Here's what I had for dinner tonight. You know, and they have a picture of a chicken, you know, a chicken breast or something.
I always hide.
Who the hell cares?
Yes.
That's I guess that doesn't grind my gears, but it's kind of stupid.
Knock it off, Colin.
What's Colin doing?
I can say, and I'm going to call you out here. You're saying Jews charging interest on predatory loans grinds his gears. Come on. That's just fucking horrible. Oh, laugh it up, Armand. Laugh it up. Oh, Eric's got it too.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say anything.
You're laughing at the audacity, I hope, right?
Yes. That's so untrue.
Hey, what's this look like to you?
Who said that?
Shit.
Colin Cutler. He lives in Tempe, Arizona.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I made it to Tempe, Arizona.
Send us your address,
Colin. I
have
no clue who he is. If he lives in Tempe by some sort of weird
people may want to rebut that statement.
Let's see, man. I got a billion things that piss me off here. Political zealots piss me off, especially on social media. The only thing they do is post fucking anti-Trump, anti-Democrat.
More important is the people that are not willing to. So, like, they want to debate you. That's what they want.
No debating.
Right.
I read
so
these.
You can't change someone's mind.
Right.
You can't change someone's mind.
If you get involved in it, you're stupid. I agree with that. Because I've done it twice, and both times it was disastrous. So, yeah, don't even. You're not going to change anybody's mind.
No. And that's the thing.
I don't know why people engage in it. Well, now, why would
I used to.
Knowing that nobody's going to.
Because you think you can change their mind.
But then you came to. Okay, so then you came to the conclusion, I'm not going to change anybody's mind. Fuck it. I'm not going to do it. But I can't believe people don't know that, but they still do it.
Well, it's social media is still new to a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess the question I'm asking is, do you think these people actually think that what they're saying is effective, or are they just saying, I just want to do it because I want to do it?
No, they're thinking what they're saying is effective. But
really?
But it's that, too. That's there also. You know what I mean? They want it. They, you know, just want to do it, but they think it's effective. They think they're going to change your mind, and they think you're going to...
Well, and that's one of my gear grinders, is what I would consider logical and intellectual laziness.
Sure.
You know, if you want to tell me why you hate Trump, besides personally... This is a policy he did that I think is wrong.
I agree with
that.
And
this is why I'm more than willing to listen.
That's their exact reason I watched the Twilight movies.
So, Why?
So I could bitch at them, bitch about those shitty movies, knowing what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. All right.
That's the exact same example. Pretty much. Yeah, but
you're not going to call somebody a name, though. I mean, you know. Just,
no, I don't.
Right,
get, that's I don't
what I'm saying.
Get personal.
Well, people get personal. I mean,
yeah, oh, totally.
Oh, with the political shit.
Oh, I hear. Yeah.
More than that, though, like people that vote just because, well, I'm a Democrat and I got to vote Democrat no matter what. And it's like, well, what about your fucking values? And I'm not Democrats as an example. Republicans,
no,
same
well,
fucking
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, just because
but,
that's, yeah.
Right, but you know what I mean?
My daddy was a Republican.
Exactly.
So
that shit well, right there. Like, well, I got, he's the only good Republican on the ballot. Well, and it's like, well, fucking then don't vote for him. Vote for somebody else that you fucking think has good policies as well. Like, people don't vote.
Fucking ain't vote for no libtards.
Based on their beliefs and their morals.
And a new one I heard today.
And their conscience. They vote
conservatives.
On. Cuck-servatives. That's
cuck-servatives.
A good one.
Cuck-servatives.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard that
libtard, cuck-servative. That's good.
Cuck-servative, not cock.
I got that on my mind
like
since
cuckold.
You were. Oh, cuckold.
Yeah, like cuckservative.
I think a cock's better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not what it is.
Well, it is on this show.
Let's see what else we got here. Eric, you got anything you want to?
Oh, God, yeah. ILS.
So cuckservative, that's what it, like he's saying somebody that's,
I don't know,
a cuckold to the conservative.
Who is a cuckold conservative?
By the way, did you say it's something that grinds
it's,
my
it's,
gears?
It's very anti-conservative.
Did you guys hear about all this bullshit the government's been telling us about Afghanistan for the last 18 years?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As they're if, just as over if there that's to grow never over. Happened. Well, I mean, how successful it's been, how many, you know, it's Vietnam all over again.
Afghanistan?
Yeah. Basically, they're just adjusting all the figures, making everything.
What is the win condition?
What?
What is the win condition?
Wind condition?
Win. What's the conditions under which win. We
oh,
win?
Yeah.
What's the win? It's like
war on
we're
terror.
It doesn't matter. We're winning.
What exactly. About the war on terror?
What's the win condition that we're winning?
There is none. That's yeah, my that's point. The problem with these wars, yeah.
You can't
there is
say
no winning.
You win.
There's I mean, no end and there's no winning.
Right.
And we don't learn our lessons. I mean, this is crazy. Get the fuck out of Afghanistan.
Thank
anybody,
you.
Anybody else have a problem with this?
Does that grind your gears? Is
yeah, especially since I saw that 2 days ago. It's the same shit we did 50 years ago.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Donna and says that's, yes. Political stance nepotism. I think she's talking about me. That grinds her gears. People who give no fuck about. Oh, no, wait a minute. Nepotism
means.
I was thinking
it's like
nihilism.
Your son, you get him in the office.
Sorry, Donna.
I think that's what we were talking about.
Right.
Oh,
my bad.
No.
I fucked up, all right?
Nepotism is family yes. To favors to friends and
favoritism
family
toward,
in business.
Right.
Yeah, that was all
or politics.
Bad.
Or politics.
My bad.
Okay. Well, that's a good one.
That is a good one. iOS.
iOS?
Yes, iOS. Fuck iOS. It just pisses me off all every day.
iPhones.
What is it? Oh.
So, like, he doesn't like the way iPhone works over Droid. That's it.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, you fuck. What kind of fucking dumb, stupid shit is it to just slide up from the bottom to go home? Like, there's no fucking button. You used to have a button. You took the fucking
pretty
button
pretty easy.
Away.
It works good, doesn't it?
Took the fuck. It does. It's not bad. But I'm getting to where
see? It works good, but fuck it.
You know what I mean? Like, you took the fucking button away. What the fuck's the point in that? Now you got a thing on the bottom of the phone that I can't plug a regular fucking headphone jack into, so I got to buy your goddamn $30 fucking converter just so I can listen to a normal set of headphones on my fucking $700,000 phone ad. You know what I mean? Like,
and this is an Apple?
Damn, man.
What's this Apple
shit,
or
man?
Samsung?
This is Apple.
Apple, okay.
Yeah, like, it's like, you cocksuckers, you don't have
why
to
why
same,
don't you just go to Samsung and get an Android?
Right to my next point, though.
Okay.
The whole fucking cell phone industry, chargers. You fucking cocksuckers, can you get your shit together, please, and get a universal charger for every fucking buddy? No, why do I have to have 17 different chargers?
You can have 17 chargers. You can get me one fucking remote so I can go to my sister's house and turn her TV on. There's 15 remotes there. I still can't turn the damn thing on.
Logitech
that drives
Harmony.
Me.
It's about $100 called Logitech Harmony.
Do those things really work?
Yeah, you plug what you do is you just put your remote into the bottom of it. It's got an IR reader and just program shit for whatever you want it to do. Then you make
well,
buttons
just,
for
it's
it.
Not worth it to me. It's just my sister's house.
Oh, well, that grinds my gears is people who bitch about something and aren't willing to pay it for the
not $100. No,
solution.
It doesn't grind my gears. You know,
the presented solution is too expensive.
Not to that extent.
Fine.
You know what I mean, though? Like, and then they want to charge, like, I know what Shane's saying in here, like, but they want the fucking $140 for them AirPods or whatever the fuck they are, those wireless earphones.
Those
like,
are pretty cool.
Yeah, but, oh, yeah, real fuck, $150. I think AstroWave 40s work way fucking better than those.
Those hurt my head.
I got earbuds for $1 a Dollar Tree.
Exactly. Thank you.
And
but
cool.
They weren't wireless,
nice,
and they didn't
cool,
have a piece of fruit on them.
That's huh? True, too.
I said they weren't wireless, and they didn't have a piece of fruit on them.
Piece of fruit?
Yeah, Apple.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's your problem. I know Apple. I mean, to me, Apple is overpriced, but what do I know?
Well, yeah.
Okay. That's why I use a Samsung.
Comparatively speaking, with a PC, is just fucking trash compared to what you can get in a, like, for your power, for money. Like, what you get in an Apple is fucking half of what you'll get at a PC.
Well, you,
am I right?
He's
or
got
wrong?
An Apple.
You're an Apple man, and you know tons about computers. Am I talking out of my ass when I say that?
Not particularly.
There it is.
So why do you use Apple?
There's certain things Apple does better or more comfortable.
And you're willing to pay for it.
Well, I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's okay for me. I don't know.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
It would piss me off if Apple were the only thing and we have no choice but to pay $1,000.
Silver. Ooh.
No, I agree, but that's why I don't buy
silver.
Apple.
This is made of aluminum.
It's aluminum. I know. It's fucking ooh.
Don't hate on my laptop.
Mine's aluminum too.
Yours is a piece of shit.
It's just black.
Shut up.
I just bought a very expensive computer.
You know what else pisses me off? Vertical videos.
Oh,
I taught Eric about this one today.
Look. I didn't realize.
Vertical video?
So whenever somebody's out in the public and they grab their phone to take a video of something,
yeah.
I hate it whenever they keep it straight up and down.
It's Godzilla.
And you get the vertical view of it. Turn your shit sideways and give me a proper widescreen shot of what you're doing.
That way if I want to view it on anything other than a goddamn phone, it looks normal.
Right.
I never thought of that.
Neither did I.
Right.
Until he got to see a live example today of the differences. And now you're on my side, aren't you?
Yeah, 100%.
Now,
yeah.
Next time you go to YouTube and you see a fucking compilation video of all these fucking vertical videos, you're going to be pissed off because what they do is they add blurred shit to the side. It's like what they used to do letterboxed in movies.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah.
But this has been fun.
Oh, is that why they're blurred on the side?
Yeah, because there's a vertical video.
I never figured that out.
It's not like they weren't trying to get rid of shit. That
right.
Wasn't
that's
just
what
not
I
there.
Thought. That's
it's
what just, I thought. Oh, okay.
It just
okay.
doesn't exist.
I think all they stretched
well, that's
that
good.
Ass in.
Because I thought they were, I always think they're hiding something. I wonder what the hell they're hiding on that damn thing. I want to see that. It's okay.
There's vertical.
I feel better.
Don't you wish they would have fucking turned their shit sideways and did it?
True, but I feel better that I've missed anything.
Oh, hey. Just,
well, you're welcome.
Dog ready to do it live. Something came off the top of my fucking head. Spotify, these motherfuckers. I love Spotify, but they're motherfuckers because they want to offer this free Google
Let's
Home.
Let's just say you're ambivalent about
Spotify. You know, they want to give you, you order premium Spotify. We give you a fucking Google Home. This is all cool. Everybody's all ordering fucking Google Homes and they're all on premium. And I'm like, fuck that. I don't need
all
that shit.
All right,
you got
to explain. What is that anyway? I don't even know what it is.
What? Spotify?
Is that music?
Yeah. Music app.
Why would you even use it? Everything is on YouTube, right?
That's what
I
say.
Oh, God, Lord. Can you pause? Can you like lock your phone?
Yeah, there's a app you can buy that fixes that.
Lock Spotify is way better. Trust me.
I agree, but YouTube's free.
Yeah, here you go. I'll play this right now. But if I lock my phone,
don't play nothing on our show.
You know what I mean? Like if I play,
that grinds your gears.
Well, I mean, I ain't fucking taking no copyright risks.
Right? No.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We do that too often. We did it with the Beatles one time on accident. We got Bruce Springsteen. The Beatles one got us fucking. That video got removed from YouTube.
It did. But check it out. Damn. We can't get a copyright on our own stuff. But so I'm watching a music video.
Okay.
Yeah, and you lock your phone, it goes off.
There's no fucking.
There's apps that fix that.
What's wrong with that? So what?
What do you mean?
I don't have a problem with that.
So say he wants to just set his phone down and, or have it in his pocket or whatever.
Spotify's way better. Let me show you?
Not way better.
No, I just listen to it in the car anyway. I usually just listen to...
You make your own playlists?
No, I listen to
you make your own playlists? I remember doing that back in 1999 when I gave a couple
fuck.
There's way too many good songs that fit into a playlist. You know what I mean? That's why I like Pandora over that. Just create a station of my interest and feed me types of songs.
First of all, I don't listen to songs. I listen to symphonies. I listen to, classical music.
Oh, I forgot. Sophisticated things.
Right. I don't listen to that.
I've been on Millionaire.
Hoi polloi trash that you peasants listen to.
Please put the Beethoven on. Please.
Yes. Pass the Grey Poupon.
I'll have some. Yes. I'll have some Chardonnay. Or whatever fucking expensive wine. I don't do wine, so I wouldn't know what's fucking expensive.
Well,
I'm trying
to neutralize my toxic masculinity.
How about this? Religious people with zero cool. And by that, I mean when I'm at the lowest part of my fucking life, it's not the time for you to come over and try to convert me.
Is that when they approach you?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean, like at the abortion clinic?
I just lost my wife. You need to find Jesus.
No.
Fuck off!
What's even worse than that? Think about this. Like the fucking poor girls that go into the abortion clinics, they're making the hardest fucking decision of their goddamn lives. And you got these assholes outside saying, you killed babies, God hates you. And it's like,
that's pretty much fucking jack off.
Let me ask you this. Have you got a problem with that new law that they have to, is it in Alabama or wherever, they have to show you a ultrasound of your kid before you have the abortion?
Fucked up.
You have to view it?
No shit. Damn.
Look at what you're killing, bitch. That's just
I don't
horrible.
Have a problem with that.
I couldn't do a good Alabama accent.
Yeah, that's more North Carolina.
Was it? I don't know. I'm not very good about that.
I don't have a problem with that. Because a lot of people might, it's not just a lump of tissue. And if you see the heart beating, it may be a little harder to kill that, in my opinion. That's my opinion,
it's
worth.
It's just like your opinion, man. Well, how about Snapchat?
Have you found
filters?
Jesus?
They piss me off.
Have I found
Jesus?
Ethan
Prick?
I didn't know he was a...
I know I was supposed to be looking for him.
Yeah. That.
Lieutenant
he's right
Dan.
Here, brother.
I never lost him.
See, that kind of shit will send you to hell. And then don't come crying to me.
Yeah, I won't.
He won't be I'll able be to because he'll be in hell, Armand.
Yeah, but I'll be right next to him.
Yeah.
And I don't want you
to
bitching.
Be able to just look over at you and say, this is your
fucking
fault. Because
I tried to save your ass.
Oh, definitely if I'm in hell, you'll be with me there all for eternity.
And I'll be right there. And I'll be looking up or looking down on you guys from purgatory because I won't probably make it to heaven. But I'll be in purgatory right there in the middle going,
I want to have a little instant... What would you call it? Among the listeners.
Oh, okay.
Which of us would probably go to hell, and which one would most likely go to heaven?
Oh man, I know I'm going to hell.
So what do you want to ask?
I want to try
the most likely. Yeah. Who out of us is most likely to go to heaven, and who out of us is most likely to go to hell? All right. Well, there you go.
And we can throw Ocho Man in there too.
Look, Keaton says Everett is literally me.
Oh, really?
That's not true. I am not her literally.
It's literally the same person.
Keaton's a woman?
No, it's Everett.
No, but Keaton.
Keaton is a woman, but
no, it's
Keaton.
Everett.
Calm down. I'm not a woman. Get excited.
That makes sense.
How about robocalls? Anybody else get pissed off about robocalls?
No, man, because, my warranty for my car is always going up.
I'm not talking about that. Every time I get a call now, I know it's not anyone, because nobody even calls me. Everybody texts me. So if it's a call, I know it's going to be.
This is your credit
And they're
card
West Virginia or Montana.
Which one you are.
That's what grinds my fucking gears is people that don't pick up their goddamn phone. Look at it. Dump that. No, look, dude, if you got a second, pick your fucking phone up. That's just courteous. There's things that you can't get across in a text message that there's no tone. There's no tone of voice because it can be.
But I'm agreeing with him. I mean, these are people trying to sell me something.
Well, I'm telling you, pick up your phone. Tell him no.
If I know it's
you,
I would call. I would pick it up.
Well, so I might be stuck on the side of the road and have to call from a payphone.
Boy, you're in big trouble if you're calling me.
Well, right.
I said, "Fuck you."
Hey, I think they got cabs down there, Eric. What are you doing?
I'm watching Jeopardy. I don't have time for this.
I'm fucking boning up on my skills here.
Oh shit, you're going to hell, Armand. Everybody
Man, I thought I'd be going to heaven. What is this? Oh, purgatory. Well, all right, purgatory.
No, you're
going
to get pegged by AOC and Hillary.
Oh, I'm going to hell.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
I was a nice guy. And I'm the one closest to death among the three of us, so that's...
What do you think about social justice warriors?
That's disquieting. What?
Social justice warriors.
Well, people trying to save the world.
What if I told you there's something worse than that?
Well, environmentalists.
No.
Okay.
There's something called a virtue signaler.
Oh.
You know what that is?
I've heard the term. You have to define it for me.
It's basically when somebody just can't wait to fucking let it out loud that they, hey, you can't say fucking, anything that's slightly off or whatever, to be that person to come rushing in as the hero and have that fucking,
Well, I would go so far as to say anybody that's, quote, offended by something I say.
Or telling you.
Who
someone
cares?
That's telling you for public, they don't do it to tell you that you're being wrong because they probably don't even care
no,
about
I'm
the
offended.
Fucking issue. It's that they want other
they
people
be the
to
hero,
see
right.
them
yeah.
correct your
Well, I think that's his virtue signaling.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Pisses me off. Dickhead.
There's nothing you can do about it. I don't know. What can we do?
Right
nothing.
To that point, grammar Nazis
not like
are
that
assholes.
Person.
What about that?
Grammar Nazis? What do you think about grammar Nazis?
Oh, I'm all for that.
I know you are.
I'm a grammar fascist.
Both you fucking guys.
Let's talk about Oxford comma. Not necessary.
Look,
we had
man,
that argument today. He didn't even know what it was called, but he uses it.
The fucking comma needs to be there in
like
a series
commas.
Of examples. I'm serious.
Yeah, but not before the and, not before the last one.
Fuck that. No way. I was taught that in fucking school that's how that goes.
No,
they literally fucking said that.
Agreed.
That's not
bullshit.
Correct.
I don't give a fuck.
So
you're
what?
Not, look.
Just because your teacher said it?
You don't have to change
in
your
grade
mind.
School?
This is America. I'm not going to change my mind. I'm dug in.
But he's not going to change.
Okay, well. You know what's even worse than an Oxford comma, though, is when somebody uses an apostrophe when it's a plural.
The good old
Manchester.
Yeah,
give me my shoes, apostrophe. And they put an apostrophe S.
Oh, my God.
I see that all the time. That drives me nuts.
Yes, and if you're pluralizing something that ends with an S, you put it after the fucking S.
Well, if it's plural, right.
Like Hicks, like all the Hicks over there.
It wouldn't be Hicks's or with the
you can
apostrophe
use,
S.
With Hicks, you can use apostrophe S also, or just the apostrophe. Mm. Either one's acceptable with a name.
Fair enough.
That's
I don't care. It's just
H-I-C-K-S. You can just put an apostrophe after that, or you can put an S also.
Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
What about you guys might not get this at first, non-verbose software installations.
Oh, yeah.
But what I mean by that is whenever you're watching the software getting installed, it's 10%, 20%, 60%. Those numbers don't mean a fucking thing. It should tell you what it's doing, how long left on each little part, and be specific. Don't just tell me 100% and set it 100% for 2 or 3
So what
minutes.
Does that do? That percentage is this percent of the file?
It doesn't mean anything. It could be anything. Percentage of what exactly? The copying?
Of the download.
Editing the registry?
Of the download.
Exactly. What I'm saying is be verbose and let me know what you're doing.
It's right. Downloading your file that
yeah,
you
that's
require.
Too, that's
I don't even
too
know what he's talking about.
It's 10% done.
I just like to know what's happening whenever I'm installing a program.
Oh.
What file you're copying. Sometimes it shows you what it's doing. What registry entries. It just pisses me off. I don't want to be told you're at 100%. And be waiting an hour still or whatever.
Well, how come sometimes it says, you know, I'm downloading something and say it'll take an hour and then it's like 7 minutes and then it goes, why is that?
Yeah, your internet speed is just fluctuating up and down.
My computer. Okay. Yeah. Well, who cares?
Pluto is a planet.
I don't know.
No, it isn't.
No, I know that.
Oh, is that why it's grinding somebody's gears?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, boy, that's a man. That's a first world gear grinder, isn't it?
See, I don't particularly care.
I'm not.
If it's under the 500 and something mile fucking thing, it's not a planet.
No, the problem with Pluto is it actually goes into Neptune's orbit. That's why it's not a planet.
Oh,
it has to have its own orbit.
Exactly, they switch spots.
Right, right. It has to clear out its own orbit. That's why.
So whichever the bigger
size,
so whichever the bigger one is automatically the planet, and the other one's not. So is it a moon of?
Oh, so yeah, because yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So yeah.
Right. No, it encroaches on Neptune's orbit. That's why it's
Neptune's a planet. Yeah,
Neptune is a planet.
Definitely.
But he's saying Neptune may not be a planet either because it encroaches on Pluto's. But
yeah,
Pluto's farther away.
Yeah, it's not a planet.
For part of the time,
I think. Let's see, how does it go? It's got to have its own orbit. It's got to have. It's got to be hydrostatic equilibrium, which means it has to be round.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the other ones are, but those are the biggies.
Wait a minute.
Which means the Earth is not. Yeah, because
hey,
did
not
you see that?
Planet?
But I was thinking
wait a
that.
Minute,
did you see that flight to Antarctica crashed?
Yes,
and
sir.
Disappeared.
Hit the ice wall.
Shut the fuck
there
up.
There you go.
I used to be an ice wall trucker.
Well, what do you
driving
think?
On the ice
what
wall.
Do you think?
Luar.
That's one for the flat earthers. What Luar said.
Chicks being picky is what grinds my gears. For real,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, right on, brother. Whoever said that.
Anthony Elmer says it's because of its elliptical orbit, it's considered to be a solar systemic body. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's like a trans-Neptunian object.
Do you think that is what they call it? I've heard TNO. Your guys' favorite fucking astrophysicist say that many a times.
Who's that?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, I hate that.
I know. That's why I said your guy's favorite.
He grinds my gears, too.
Yeah. Him and the ex-ant director of Antiquities of Egypt. What's his name? The guy who's fucking has to be Indiana Jones.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know, but he sounds like a dick.
Yeah.
He's all a right. Dickhead. Does he have a whip and the fedora and everything?
No. Right, well. But he's not that fucking on the nose. But how about people who care when I don't vote? That grinds my gears. So what? I don't fucking vote. Mind your own business.
I don't have a problem with that.
Right. Mind your own goddamn business. Oh, you don't vote, huh?
Well, you,
not
okay.
Exercising your civil liberty.
The only thing you got, the only thing people have to say to you is your arguments are invalid about anything political.
And I don't
know about that. I don't know if that's true either, though.
Why not?
But I don't argue.
You
should
have.
I would just say I live
in
Illinois. My yeah, but I mean, my vote means nothing in Illinois. We know that.
Regardless, then you can bitch all you're about.
Don't
even not go to the polls just because you think that fucking. I mean,
but you can still have an opinion. I have opinions about sex, and I don't get laid. So what's the big deal?
What do you mean? Where nobody's drafting legislation based on your dick, though.
Thank God. I'm introducing the Armand Kachigian Penis Bill number 69 today, ladies and gentlemen.
He's sitting up there with just in boxers at a big fucking like a throne, like
with
a chair.
With the slit.
I'll just like to thank everybody that got me here.
I don't know about
all 467 of you.
I'm not going to agree that your opinion has no validity just because you didn't vote. I don't
say
agree
it's
with that.
Not,
well,
I didn't say
you're
it doesn't have
intimating
validity.
That.
Okay, maybe I am, but I'm
well,
saying
you just said it.
I don't want to fucking hear your mouth if you didn't.
Why not?
Because if you didn't express your fucking opinion at the polls,
what if my,
then don't express your opinion to me.
Okay, but how's this, Eric? What if my opinion is they all suck and I don't want to vote for any of the
that's
motherfuckers?
That's where I'm at.
Okay. Well, then I didn't vote.
But then he
but
bitches about
opinion.
the issues.
But but you bitch about the issues too?
Yeah, but they're all pricks and there's nothing I can do about it.
Go vote.
Is that going to solve
anything?
That menial
30 minutes will no, it'll solve my fucking gears
all I would
being
say
grinded
is like,
by
no,
the situation.
If you say, look, I didn't have time, I'm too busy, then I say, well, you know, I really don't, then you really don't have any back. But if it's your opinion is that my vote means nothing and I'm not going to waste my time because they're all the same and they all stink and I hate all politicians and our government's
sure.
fucked up and our judicial system's fucked up.
Preaching
sure.
System.
I think you've got, okay, I'll buy that.
Other one.
I'm late.
You were late.
It was a long lunch.
Still not bad. It was all right. Edit it a little bit.
Hold on. I'll show you a little something.
You knock it off.
Come on. It wasn't bothering you really that much.
Stupid sword fight.
I wish I had something
straight
like
on.
Some paper to put
yeah,
around.
Yeah, like I don't think they do it that
just
way
like
anyway.
They run at each other
yeah,
and see what's
right. That's like dick kissing. That's not what they do.
Dick kissing.
It's
that's
like
not at all what dick
tips,
kissing
right?
is.
Like out there touching tips.
I don't know what it is. I don't think that's what.
You guys are messed up.
Any of our gay friends, please. Tell us what a sword fight really looks like.
Or how about people on Facebook who can't be cool with people who have differing opinions.
Well, that's what we talked about. Mostly it's politics. Sucks.
Yeah, and it's like, if you don't believe what I believe or whatever, I hate you.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They resort to name calling.
Here's the post. If you believe it or anything Trump ever did, you can just go ahead and delete yourself from my friends right now.
Right, right.
Where are my prayer warriors at?
Right.
That bothers me. Where are my prayer warriors?
No, that's what they need.
Yeah, that too, yeah. Yeah, and I want to get on there and see, hey, all those prayers, my dad died last night, so fuck you guys. You're doing something wrong.
I hope you're
dead. Hey, Armand,
I'm just saying. It didn't work.
One like equals one prayer. Come on.
Now that's some bullshit.
Everybody knows that.
What was that?
One like equals one prayer.
Where they share something, and every time you like it, that's one prayer.
But see, I don't know whether to say like, because like, I just found out I have cancer. What am I supposed, I don't want to put like.
Well, I saw a meme the other day.
Put an anger face.
It was Jesus sitting at a computer, and he said, I'm just checking to see if there's enough likes to save Timmy's life or not.
Wouldn't that be ironic if that's the way it went, though?
Oh, Lord.
You know, you just went one, two, you know, if you had 999. 1,000 would have saved him.
Timmy, I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
That would be kind of cool. That'd be a good script.
Sorry.
Like God's sitting there going, okay, if you get a
write it up and give us a credit.
Hey, well, no, that's not without permission from Eric Hicks, Inc. So,
sue me.
Well, I'm not paying for a lawyer.
What's docking?
I'll just take your 30%.
That's whenever a foreskin envelops another penis.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing, Armand.
That's pretty good. Whoever came up with that's brilliant.
Killed it, man. Today's been a good day for you, huh? That's what I said earlier. I wish I had something to simulate that. It's like a Chinese finger cuff.
That is funny. You got it. I never would have thought of that in a million years.
Can use it.
What about
who said that?
I have to do extra work because you don't do yours.
It's native pride. And
that doesn't happen at this job, but like at my old job, that was always a thing.
Yeah, that pisses me off.
Yeah, where you have to do extra work because someone doesn't do theirs. Not
honestly, though,
the foreskin thing.
Around here?
I just said not here.
Yeah, not this
here.
Place.
I'm saying at my old job, it happened a lot.
Anymore? I try to make it to where I don't have to rely on somebody else, and if I get help for somebody else, it's cake, man. I appreciate when I get help, but I don't go into anything I do anymore thinking that I'm not going to do the whole thing myself.
Yeah, that's probably a better bet.
That's the way I roll. Maybe I'm an army of one. I don't know. Maybe I make myself a martyr that way. I don't know. But I've been tired of being let down.
I wouldn't expect, expecting people to help you. Fool's errand.
What about automatic dickheads?
Okay, what does that mean?
People that aren't nice, that are just by default a fucking asshole.
Well, then your whole life's going to be your gears grinding.
What's worse than that is people who are assholes or bitches or whatever you want to say and proud of it.
I'm a bitch. That's just how I am. You just got to accept that. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be a bitch. I've been a bitch. Like, no.
Proud assholes. Proud assholes.
No.
Fuck with me. It's like, what are you going to be a dickhead or like on purpose?
Hey, you know, I fuck. It's what it is.
Okay,
so like,
give me an example.
When's
the last time somebody was on purpose maleficent to you?
I'm not calling out names.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you have to call a name, but what incident?
Nobody better be fucking mean to me. I'll let them have it right then. But my point is, whenever you're just, you give asshole opinions and you're like, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. You know what I mean? This is the way it fucking is.
Oh. No, worse than that. Passive aggressive fucking comments is the worst.
But that's, okay, but that's
you got something to say? Bring that shit on. No. That's not just social media.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. When did somebody actually do that right to your face, though? Because that's, okay, then if, you know, as long as it's not,
you've never had someone writing in a writer room, something like that, and you'd say, hey, we're going to try to take the story this way. It's like, well, that'd probably be a lot better if we did it like this.
It's not really passive-aggressive, but
you get what I mean, though. The fucking example there where it's just like could be. Might not.
I can think of one that happened about 3 months ago.
Well, what I'm saying
I don't
want
to think about it because it pisses me off.
Did it grind your fucking gears?
Yeah. It doesn't happen that often.
Were they ground smooth that time?
Yeah, it was. I don't know if you remember it.
I remember you.
I'm still.
You're talking figure four leg locks that day.
Yeah, I was going to choke him out. But
I quote, I'm going to punch that motherfucker in the face. I'm like, God damn, Armand, why don't you go outside and have a break?
Yeah. All right.
Jesus.
You don't want to do that. This is the place you don't want
to
fuck up.
But at least that's face to face. It gets me more that, you know, they say things on social media that they
that
wouldn't.
Gets you more?
I think that would get me more angry. Angrier.
Really?
Yeah. Because
fuck them. That's a keyboard warrior, dude. They didn't got shit to say to you. That's what you say.
That's pussy stuff, though.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it makes me. I'm more pissed about that than face to face.
You can't let a pussy bother you.
Well, he's never let a pussy bother.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it that way. I'm just saying, a coward.
You don't let a pussy run your life.
Yeah, right. I know, but Yeah. It's ruined my life.
The USB ports where you fucking put it in once and it doesn't work, and then you turn it over and try to put it in again and it doesn't work, and then you fucking turn it over again and it finally works. It always pisses me off.
It happens a lot, but that's pretty minor. You
know? They're changing that, though. They got that new USB-C port, which works either way. But still, I've dealt with 20 years of USB flip-flops.
What about racial profiling? I don't think that shit's cool at all. Like, that shit kind of pisses me off.
It's a bummer.
You know what I mean?
Like, it doesn't the day-to-day bother me. I'm white, unfortunately. I don't think about it all the time. Maybe I should. But yeah, it's bullshit.
Hey, that's right. Luar's right. That grinds my gears. You guys playing that stupid phone prank.
Oh,
cut that
I
shit
love
out.
That.
Yeah, that pisses me off. That's right, Luar. Yeah. You're right, buddy.
Hey, have you heard from...
I forgot about that.
I'm all hot and naked.
I want to find that.
Betty, have you heard from Betty Grovenstein lately?
Fuck you. Good luck finding
it. You grinding my gears.
This is like a blackmail file. There's not just one version of it laying around. You're not just going to delete the file and it's gone forever.
I'm on. We've got copies.
It's been played on YouTube. It cannot be removed from the internet now.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, see? Grinding.
Are you horny? Well, I wasn't.
But I could be.
Well, what do you want to do, Armand?
All right.
How big are your genitals?
See this?
About 8 centimeters or inches.
You guys don't know when to shut up. Look, you guys don't know when to stop.
We love you, buddy.
You get started, and you can't just do it once.
Hold on.
There you go.
Dock with me. We'll figure this out.
Yeah, no docking. Pegging, docking.
Come on.
Sword fighting.
I don't think we have the equipment to dock, honestly.
I do.
Oh, shit.
I've got docking equipment, yeah.
I'm not going to be docked. Sit back down. Armand, put your pants back on.
I was just wondering, who would come up with that? I was like, let's try this.
The internet is a wonderful place.
And then they do it. It's like, what are we going to call that? That had to take some thought.
Lining up for a docking procedure.
You got to relinquish the thought.
Docking procedure initiated.
You're going to have so much more fun.
Bring it in, boys. Bring it in here.
So much fun.
Dock it.
That's funny, man.
That's fun.
You got to relinquish the thought that you're ever going to be the first one to do anything sexually. Everything that's ever been done.
I'm talking about the naming.
Oh, the name's the important part.
That's clever.
Fucking come up with your own names.
I know. But I don't know. I don't know what I could come up with. You know, let's do the Venus flytrap or something. I don't know.
Ooh, what's that?
That instead of docking, I'd probably say,
that sounds good.
Well,
Armand,
no,
are
not,
you trying to get Everett to like go pee pee with you? Pee pee to pee pee?
I'm just
said, let's do the Venus flytrap. Like, what's up?
No, I'm just saying naming something
was
is a lot
the,
more difficult than
the,
doing it.
The penis flytrap?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that there you go. That's better than docking.
That's better.
We got to get a t-shirt.
Come on, the team penis flytrap.
Can we copyright that?
I think we need to get on this immediately.
Docking.
Immediately.
Oh, Lord. Too much. It's too much.
Yeah, that's
what fine. About know-it-alls, dude? Know-it-alls fucking piss me off.
Know-it-alls, you don't
one,
know
yeah,
it all.
Being one, I guess I probably would piss.
You don't piss me off because you are an actual credible source.
Right, you're not the know-it-all I'm talking about. Right. The know-it-all I'm talking about.
No, I admit, if I don't know something, I admit it.
Exactly, that's the way I am, too.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
I don't fucking know how to do that. Right.
I say it all the time on this show. I didn't know what docking
was. Well, actually...
Yeah. Okay.
Well, now that you've brought it up.
So you're saying a faux authority.
I've been waiting years for you to say this.
Oh, I know. I don't like authority either.
No,
kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. See, you're grinding my gears.
I know.
Yeah. Being a buffoon. Buffoonery.
That's my fucking right. thing,
so
bro.
That is, you know it alls that don't know shit.
Yeah.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody that can't just be humble enough to say, can you explain that to me? That's not hard to do. You mind explaining that a little
bit? Yeah,
in fact, in a genuine way. I'm not saying like being a dick about it. I'm saying like, hey, look, I really don't know. Can you explain this to me?
A couple of people I'm thinking about right now that aren't too far away that are kind of know-it-alls.
Who?
No, I don't want to mention anything. Nobody in this room.
What about one-uppers?
Yeah, I know a couple of them too. That anything you did, they did something.
Oh, they've done
anything
it better.
Anything you have done, I've done better.
No. Anything you can do, I can do better.
I know. I was changing it to work.
Well, get it right.
Or pay the price.
No, I was changing it on purpose to
What's
fit
that?
The situation.
That's from, isn't that Annie Get Your Gun?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she's talking. No, you
can't.
She's talking to Buffalo.
Yes, I can.
Yes, you can. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Get Your Gun.
I don't fucking know what you guys are talking about. I have no idea about that.
It's a song from a musical.
What musical?
Annie Get Your Gun, man. Annie Oakley and Buffalo Bill.
Who'd she shoot?
Well, it was
once
her.
She got the gun. Did she get the gun?
Yeah, and she shot everything. She never
shot everybody.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she was in. She was actually in Wild Buffalo Bill's. Wild West show.
Oh, that's the bitch that could do the fucking shit.
Oh, man. She could,
with the mirror, with the 22 rifle and fucking hit
shit
behind her head.
That's kind of amazing when you think of the shit she could do.
That's really amazing. I watched them do that on Top Shot.
It was all
fake.
That's
not fucking
easy.
It was all bullshit.
Timing and fakery.
Well, for her maybe, but these fucking guys on Top Shot did it, and they fucking did it.
These are documented. She did.
Dude, oh, yeah, she did it because they could do it on, you know, anyway. That shit was pretty good.
Anyway.
So what ground your gears? What started all that?
That was one-uppers.
Oh, one-upper. Yeah.
Let's see. What else we got here?
So what would you say out of all those things, what is the most irritating thing a person does anything, without trying to be an asshole.
Anything but around me irritates me. Anything that's done around me grinds my gears.
No, but the worst. The most insufferable thing people do, and they're not trying to be assholes.
I don't know, man. I've never dwelt on that. There's just something. It's like all a tie. You know what I mean?
I think it might be the know-it-all thing.
Know-it-all pisses you off the most?
Yeah.
Somebody who's smarter than you is what gets you pissed off.
No, I'd love somebody smarter than me because I want to learn from them.
They just don't exist.
No, they do in certain things.
I was telling somebody the other day that I used to be the smart person at my job.
Boy, what a dump that was.
I'm telling you. That's scary.
Seriously, though, like I was the smartest person there.
Special ed class somewhere?
What? No.
Oh, shit.
Gosh, Armand,
ooh, got
bad.
Him.
I'm
got him.
Yeah, got him.
I got you.
You get bonus points for that.
Doesn't that grind your gears when a guy thinks he's being funny, but he's not?
No, because if they are, it's funny. I can appreciate a really good joke. No, you know what I mean? I totally can.
What about social media influencers? The only lot in life is to get on social media, do dumb shit, and get paid for it.
Hey, I think they figured out an easier way.
How do I do that? Instagram, I want to get on that. Yeah,
but I have a problem with it. Just because you fucking get on there and I have a 10 million followers who will fucking hang on my every word.
That's because
they make money off that?
Listen to this. Yes, yeah, they do. They make tons of money.
Well, that's not easy.
Most of them are fucking stupid as shit.
Well, how many followers do we have?
I don't know. Not enough.
Not 10 million, huh?
No. Well, no, fuck no.
Well,
that Dan Bilzerian started out as a poker player, won a couple bucks playing poker, which I really kind of understand it by. Dan Bilzerian.
Never heard of him. Is he Armenian?
Sounds like an Armenian.
Yeah,
I don't know what he is. Anyways, he played poker, did really good for a little bit, made $500,000, something like that. And then he posted shit on Instagram about
poker.
No, about bitches and yachts and guns and fucking.
Why don't we do that?
Drinking and fucking people, dude. He literally is a social media influencer. That's the fuck he does.
He's got 30 million followers.
30 fucking.
Well, that can't be easy
followers.
To do though. I mean, you got to hand it to him. He did something right.
Yeah, he played poker.
Oh, yeah, he's an Armenian citizen, actually.
Yeah, and he's
from 2018.
I'm pretty sure he was in the Marines.
There you go. I don't know. I got to hand it to the guy. Yeah, he's doing that.
He was in armed services for America and had to get a discharge over his knee, but then they wouldn't discharge him, and he fucking fucked it up real bad just because they wouldn't discharge him.
Hey, knock it off. I don't know what you're doing over there. That's not
what
even.
What about this one?
What's that called?
That's called Shame, Shame. I Know Your Name.
Oh, okay. I thought, no.
This show's going to be so much better if you watch it on YouTube. If you made it this far, go back and restart on YouTube.
Yeah, there's a couple jokes you just don't get unless you're
visual. I don't know. Why does that grind your gears though? Because if the guy's got 30 million followers, that means
grind my
somebody's
gears.
Somebody's interested by him.
Yeah, I mean he figured out a way to do it easy.
Yeah, I don't blame him. If you're dumb enough to waste your time listening to the fool, that's not his fault. That's why somebody was telling me how much I hate the Kardashians. Well,
you get on my nerves.
I don't know. To me, it's a testament to this country that you can be absolutely. You know, have no talent whatsoever and no discernible intellect, but still be billionaires, basically.
It pisses me off.
Yeah, but why be pissed at them?
Well, I mean, everybody gets lucky. You can win a lottery, so
I'm pissed like I was
at
watching.
At least other people have been employed by these fucking dickheads and made money off of it. There's that, at least.
Well, something that gets me kind of pissed off or grinds my gears.
Grinds my gears.
I was at the gym today, this morning, like 2:30 in the morning. What do you think was on TV that I didn't think was still on? Jerry Springer.
Three Stooges.
Jerry Springer's totally still on, yeah. He's still cranking it out, man.
Who's watching that? I mean, who the hell?
I guess if I had cable.
And it was the same shit.
Well, it's on regular TV.
If I was up at 2:30 in the morning and had nothing else to watch at all.
I watch Jerry Springer clips on YouTube.
With 500 channels? You're gonna watch, and there's the same plot lines every time. This guy's screwing a stripper. His girlfriend found out.
It's his friend's sister.
Doused him in candle wax or whatever the hell he did. And
that's why he's so successful, because it's all that same bullshit, just different people every time.
Yeah.
People eat that drama up, dude.
Well, I'm not going to blame Jerry Springer.
That grind your gears?
No, that's kinda, it. Yeah. Then you got bitches audience. You got chicks in the audience fucking lifting their shirts up.
Well, yeah.
They blur it out anyway.
It's the culture.
You know what I mean? That's like, that's why that
Well, don't get mad
around.
At Jerry. Get mad at the culture.
I'm not mad at anybody. It grinds your gears, not mine.
Well, the culture of this country's gone to hell. Yeah, unfortunately. That doesn't grind your gears.
Not at all.
How about public education? The kids can't fucking read. Like 30% of the people, 30% of the kids coming out of high school are functionally.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Are functionally literate. They're actually scored. It's much less
only
than
30%.
Yeah.
Well, no, that can't.
Well,
be
not
right.
Functionally, but that are what they would consider 12th grade level or whatever. It's
how are they
it's
graduating
woeful.
Then if they're not?
Nobody
12.
Gives a shit. They're graduating them. Who cares? They're just pushing them through.
I know people who have graduated
true?
High school.
I don't know enough to dispute
read.
That. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. I read it.
It's easier just to push them through than it is to fix
they're
them.
Not gonna, how many times are you think going to put them back? They're not going to do that.
You're going to waste your time on an asshole and an idiot?
Hell, half of these colleges don't even have grades anymore. They don't have grades.
What the fuck do you do?
Pass, fail, pass, or what? It's unbelievable. And the ones that do have grades, it's like 70 to 80% are getting A's. Look it up. It's crazy. An A means nothing.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to, but man. Well, wow.
Take my word for it. They're dumbing everything down.
With honors?
I don't know. Maybe everybody graduates with honors.
So either you either above 50% or under. I guess if you're above, you're at 100. I don't know.
I don't know. How come? Why can't everybody have honors? I don't think that implies that you have to be this much better than everybody else if you got straight A's.
That's what it implies now.
Yeah. I don't know about
you have
that.
You have a certain grade point average.
Right. But if everybody has that grade point average, everybody has honors, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Then it doesn't mean shit.
Exactly.
I think it means
then
shit
you make
now.
A bell curve, right?
And then you got grades again.
Hey, yeah, Greta Thunberg grinds my gears. That's right, James. You got that right.
That's so funny. She got hit with a thing.
Yeah, she got Time Person of the Year.
Protesters kind of grind my gears.
Yeah.
You know,
she's the worst.
Just like calm the fuck down. Just calm the fuck down.
Protest.
Is that what you got to do with your time? I'm going to come out here and hold a sign like a dickwad. I don't know. It bothers me.
Well, I don't mind protest.
I don't know why. It just bothers me. Okay.
You think, but what does that accomplish?
What, a protest?
Yeah. Well, a peaceful protest, I don't have a problem with.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Okay,
but you can get out on the street and block traffic and crazy.
Fuck those traffic blocking.
No.
You're a 16-year-old girl
No.
That really doesn't really have her head on straight anyways on medication. You're going to go to the UN and bitch about they stole your future?
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Greta Thunberg.
Oh, Greta.
Yeah.
My problem with her is she's like, she may not be wrong.
Oh, she's wrong. Yeah, what does she know about
right.
science?
It's the way she's coming
Who's
at
listening
us.
To her?
It's like she's like coming at us. You know what I mean? You're too hot, Greta. Calm the fuck down. You get up in my face like this, I think you're getting aggressive. You know, I'm getting a little mad.
She walk screamed. Back and tell the UN director, like, she gets in my face, I'll drop that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Greta gets in my face, I'll drop that motherfucker.
But of all the people to talk about that has is supposed to be an authority on climate change, this moron, we're supposed to listen to her? I'd listen to
dumb
shit.
Do you believe
shit.
That she knows more about climate change than you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Absolutely. She's a 16-year-old
podiatry, too.
Scientist.
I got some medical questions to ask her, too.
So, Armand, what grinds your gears about climate change? What is it about global warming that fucks you up so bad? What is it?
Because all the evidence points exactly to the opposite.
Then why are they teaching the entire world that it is a thing?
Right. Well,
that's what I'm asking.
Because people are making a hell of a lot of money off it. That's why.
How so?
Because, all right, well... You're a scientist, right?
No, I'm fucking totally not.
No, hypothetically.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
You're a scientist.
In this situation.
You write a paper. You write a paper that says there's no such thing as global warming or it's very minuscule. The sea levels are not rising. It's several millimeters per decade.
Okay.
You're not going to get any more funding for that.
What do you mean?
If you write a paper that's...
Funding for what, though?
From the government. Because you're actually applying for funds to do more research. So if you say the oceans...
On global warming?
Yeah, on global warming or the effects of it. You know, what's going to happen. So you get much more money if you say that global warming is an existential threat. We need more funding. We need more research.
So you'll get your research. So you're saying this is a unified conspiracy by the...
It's not unified per se, but it's you just
so many people have been fooled already. It's got a it's a
well,
mind
I
of its
would
own.
Say, no, what, 98% of climate scientists agree that it's a
that's
thing.
Bullshit
so that's
bullshit too.
Wait, listen though.
That's not true.
That's what I mean by unified.
That's not true,
they're
though.
They're saying 98% of scientists.
Yeah, they're saying
agree
that. That's not correct.
That's not correct.
No, it's absolutely not.
So, what is the number more close to? You think?
I'd say about half and half, and by the half, I mean half think that man is having an adverse effect, and there is some temperature rise, but a very very small percentage think that it's going to be anything that's cataclysmic.
Sure.
In fact, to me, I think everybody go out and emit more CO2. It's good for the environment.
Wait, what?
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
Okay. Can you explain that?
What do plants eat? Why is the
they
Sahara
don't have
greening?
A mouth. No, yes. No, I know.
See, now we're going to have to go back to square
they
one.
They let out
here.
Oxygen. They take in CO2.
CO2. Yes. Correct. And right. The more CO2 in the atmosphere, the faster plants grow and the less water they need to grow. That's why the Sahara is greening. That's why things are good. That's why growing seasons are getting longer. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I'll give you one fact.
I'm
here's one fact. Hit Listen
me.
To this.
Me too.
There is a place called Orange Beach, Alabama. It's in Alabama. It's on the Gulf Coast.
I'm hip.
Why do you think they called it Orange Beach? They grew oranges.
Tasted like oranges?
They grew oranges there. That was the main cash crop.
I'm right.
Okay, that's in Alabama.
Okay.
Now, they can't grow oranges there. It's too fucking cold. They're growing oranges 200 miles south.
What about Georgia and peaches? Is that not a thing anymore?
No, not peaches still, but that's not, that doesn't require the climate that oranges do. It's too cold to grow oranges at Orange Beach.
Really?
Things are getting colder, not warmer.
Hmm.
That's a fact.
I don't know. Maybe.
No, like I said, if you're talking about plastic in the ocean and all that, that's a big problem.
Don't they still grow oranges in Florida?
Yeah, but it's like I said, they're growing them in Alabama.
Okay.
That's north of Florida.
Sure.
Okay, on this beach. But they're not growing them in Jacksonville, Florida. They're growing them like around Orlando. It's south of Orlando. That's a couple hundred miles south. So the growing area that permits orange growth is going south, south, and south because it's getting colder. If it's getting warmer, we'd be growing oranges here. We'd have palm trees. It'd be like California.
I didn't know that we weren't.
Well, take a look outside.
April in the chat says, this episode grinds our gears.
Really?
People complaining and bitching grinds our gears, which is kind of ironic.
I agree, April. I'm sorry.
It's kind of ironic.
I apologize.
All right, guys, let's cut this one down. We'll reconvene here in about 15, 20 minutes and do the after show.
Wait, is it
are we
going to
bitch some more?
Yeah, pretty much. We'll keep bitching.
Bitch okay.
About. All right. What do you got?
If you want to hear more pointless
conversation. Poor fucking cell phone service or no internet. If you're my relative and you invite me to your goddamn house and you don't have fucking decent internet speeds, you can go fuck yourself because I'm not coming.
Jeez.
Wow. Louis C.K. had a similar bit about people who complain about internet service on an airplane. I can't check my email.
Yeah,
you're in a fucking airplane. You know what I mean? It's,
is it
the
that
internet.
Important?
Yeah, it's not that important.
Yeah, but it's like this person was like, I got dial up.
Maybe they don't have somebody to set their shit up like you do.
What are you talking about?
You ever think about they don't have a brother specifically?
Listen,
who gives them the equipment that they have and make sure it runs right?
Listen,
no, they don't have that, do they?
I could do it.
Probably not.
Not without Google.
All right, the few fans we still have, I guess, can come back and listen to us bitch some more.
Yeah, hopefully that'd be
okay. Wait, I'm not done. Well, we got the whole show, right?
We're done with you.
What about
student loans?
Fucking people in general. Fucking grind my gears.
Yeah, there you go.
Motherfucking people. How about that? Just every fucking body.
Well, I
just want to be alone. How about that?
Well, I would quote Jean-Paul Sartre.
I don't know him.
Hell is other people.
Oh, he's a fucking smart man.
Isn't that great? Yeah, that's one of my favorite quotes.
Jean-Paul Sartre, huh?
Yeah.
What else you got, Eric, before we...
That was actually literally the last thing.
Taxes on vices, student loans.
Oh, yeah, that pisses me off. That was my last one. I forgot.
Which one?
Fucking predatory taxes on vices, because like a dollar more a pack of cigarettes.
Well,
I'm not a smoker, but that pisses me off. You know, where you just target what people's vices are because you can.
Well, why do you think tobacco's legal? You know, it kills more people than anybody else.
Anything
else.
Because
it
makes money.
Right, because they can tax the shit out of it.
It's always about money.
Well, okay, there you go.
Pisses me off. Yeah, but I think it's real predatory. You know what I mean? Don't you think so?
Yeah, but it's the government. I mean, the government's predatory.
That's their MO.
That's
the ultimate gear grinder, this is the government.
This aspect of their predation really grinds my gears.
Well,
student loans, those are pretty bullshit, don't you
think? Well,
don't pay them. Don't worry about it.
But you can't even bankrupt out of them, right?
Yeah, but nobody's collecting them. Who's collecting them?
Well, I mean,
they're not going after you. Don't they take you to court? Pay them.
Don't they take you to court and sue you for that?
And get you what? And get what?
They get a fucking garnishment.
They get a judgment.
Your pay.
Yeah, if you got a job. What if you don't have a job?
Well, everybody has a fucking job.
No, they don't. Those are the people
who are loans,
dude. Yeah, the people that are paying have jobs. If they don't, they're not paying.
And then what?
Well,
that's the same with any fucking
there's $1 trillion in student loan debt being paid.
It's the same with any fucking, you know what I mean? If you've got a job, you're paying. If you don't, you're not.
If they can, yeah, but there's only so much they can take. Like, yeah. My buddy's got hundreds of thousands of dollars in hospital bills. They can only take so much out of his check, and he knows it, but that's
it. Shit is for profit, too. Like, I don't know, man. It's whatever. I know somebody's got to make some money somewhere.
But doesn't the student loan debt, the problem is, I'm not really even averse to, like, free college, like Bernie wants, but here's the thing. You've got to take math, science, bio, whatever, something that's going to get you a fucking job.
Standardized fucking course for people that you can go
and
get a job.
But why give somebody free college so they can take French medieval lesbian poetry or something? You're not going to get a job.
There's no jobs in French medieval lesbian poetry history.
Yeah. Right, whatever. Yeah. Historical poetry, yeah.
Yeah, lesbians.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no jobs there. There's no jobs for lesbians right now. Is that what you're saying?
No, there's no jobs for people taking majors that, you know, like philosophy, for instance. You know, we know what the job getting majors are.
So, okay?
So if you're spending $100,000 to go to college,
and your best bet's going to get a business degree, honestly.
Yeah, what good is that going to do?
You can get a job almost anywhere.
You can start a business.
Well, fine. I don't have a problem with that, but I don't think I would pay for it.
Yeah.
Well. If you want to encourage people to be engineers, scientists, doctors, whatever, give them free college or give them some kind of, you know, incentive.
Dude, I think we need more fucking skilled trade workers in this country.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you.
Dude,
but we're not incentivizing that.
There ain't enough people that bust their fucking ass on
because
a daily.
Because of the myth that everybody should be going to college. Well, there's a lot of dumbasses out there that'd be good, you know, that aren't going to college. And they'd be just as functional or more functional being pipe fitters.
There needs to be something that's as reputable as, you know, a college education, quote unquote, as a technical education. You know what I mean?
Well, it needs to have the same. Yeah, but what do the politicians say? Everybody deserves a college education. Bullshit.
Not necessarily. I don't agree with that.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's the social justice warrior thing to say. That's politically correct. To say that people don't have the academic
ability. It's the same thing with Medicare. Medical should be free and all that crap. You know what I mean? It's like, well, who's going to pay for it, dickhead? You know, you don't get to choose what your taxes go for. You're saying, oh, I don't want to pay for war.
No, I think it'd be easier to pay for what the saline costs out of our checks collectively than the government charging or the hospital charging $700 for a bag of saline, and then we got to pay that.
I don't think they charge that.
The $200, whatever. You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy.
The reason it costs that is because government got involved.
Yeah, there's regulations about how it has to be packaged.
Well, look at your own. Okay, let's take your case with your strep throat, okay?
Thank you.
Do you have insurance?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You went to the hospital. They paid for it?
No, I went to the Walgreens clinic.
Whatever. Okay. Did they pay for it or you had to pay?
I assume so. I had to pay a $25 copay, which means somebody else.
But if you had to go to the emergency room and you knew it was going to be $200, it'd be more than that. Believe me.
Pretty sure that's what mine
is. Just to walk in. But I'm talking about if you have insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to talk a couple grand just to walk in.
I wouldn't know. I'm not a pleb.
You would come to my room pretty fucking fast. You wouldn't go to the emergency room.
I don't know. Numb from here to here, Armand.
Oh, I don't care. Amputate.
That's why.
So anyway.
What about people who share the story based on the headline and don't even read the fucking
story?
That
pisses me off, too. That pisses me off. Like, you're going to share it just because you thought it was a funny headline and don't know what the functionality of it.
Sometimes sometimes the joke article.
Yeah. You know,
they don't even read
it's the onion. It's
right. Yeah. It's like, I think that's a joke.
Dipshit.
That makes you look pretty stupid.
Yeah, it does. I don't know. All right. This has been Surreal Talk. Publication of lineupmedia.fm.
No, it hasn't.
Check us out online at serialtalkpodcast.com.
Dot what?
.com.
We hope you've enjoyed our pointlessly bickering.
If you want to get in on the social show today, leave us a voicemail over at serialtalkpodcast.com.
We're at 314 something something something.
Yeah, I don't know the number off the top of my head either.
You guys know the number.
Here, let me find it.
Who is Lance?
Eric, finish the outro.
Yeah, so... Vote. This has been Surreal Talk. Go to the SurrealTalkPodcast.com and then vote Team Eric.
All right,
in
shut
the
up.
Poll
here's
on
the number. 314-329-0070.
All right.
Drop us a line. Appreciate it.
What
very,
is it? 329?
Much. Yeah, 314-329-0070. 0070.
0070. That's Surreal Talk voicemail.
All right, calm down there.
Ding.
We actually have our merchandise up if you haven't heard yet. You can go to SurrealTalkPodcast.com/store.
Get your Team Eric shirts.
They've been selling like hotcakes. We've been actually did pretty well on all of our shirts for the team once. So thank you for your support. We really produce it. Yeah, they do.
What did, they make a good Christmas gift? Hint, hint, motherfuckers. No. What did, who's leading in that? Is there anyone leading?
It had to be Armand, I'm sure.
Probably Armand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We haven't checked in a while. Let's check the real poll real quick. The one that matters, not the stupid bullshit shirt poll where the rich people always win.
The shirt poll? I didn't know we had a shirt poll.
You know, man, not the shirt poll. Because the shirt poll is who buys more Armand shirts.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. So, like,
it's
you're
unofficial.
The only one, exactly, because you're the only one that can check that.
Yeah, if I was winning, I guess it would be a thing. But why is our website not coming up? Is it coming up for you?
We don't have a website. Well, remember, we got rid of it.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys here in about 15 minutes. Podcasters, download it and listen now. See ya.
Please.
Get to the bottom.
Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
Yeah.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.